Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. I'm going to switch gears now this morning. I spoke to you yesterday from the Gospel of John. The next couple days, and perhaps the rest of the week, we'll see how it goes here. I want to share with you some thoughts I had some years ago and came back to me again here about pondering the path of our feet. You know, it's good for all of us, whether you're a believer or whether you're not a believer. It's good for every human being to stop and consider and ponder the path that we're on. Where are we going in life? What are we doing? What are we accomplishing in life? Who are we serving? What is our end to be? Those are good things for us to think about. I live here in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, and there is a road between the towns of Mannheim and Lititz. It's called Doe Run Road. And on that road, there is a fork in the road, and in the middle of that fork, there is a church. The folks at that church have wisely placed a sign at that fork in the road, and the sign says this: "Are you sure you're on the right road?" And then they have a scripture verse below that. And that's a good question. Are you sure you're on the right road? And I'd like for us to consider that here in the next couple days, thinking about different aspects of that question. I'd like to stir up our minds to think about that. Ponder the path of your feet. You know, Satan does not want us to think about those things. He fills up our lives with a lot of things. He makes us so busy. He puts things in front of our eyes. He puts music in our ears and does anything he can to drown out the still small voice of God's Spirit that would direct our path. So if you're listening to this today and this week, and your last name begins with any letter of the alphabet between the letter A and Z, well, this is for you. Ponder the path of your feet. The Bible tells us in Matthew, the 7th chapter, that there are only two paths in this life. That is the broad way and the narrow way. And every human being on the globe is on one of those paths. But only the narrow way leads to life. Which path are you on? Our journey in this life is of utmost importance, folks. We have one life to live and to get it right. We don't have another shot at it. We either get it right or we get it wrong. Because God said that we should consider the path of our feet, and he did. There's scripture we're going to look at. That's reason enough for us to consider and ponder our path. But there are other reasons, too, in the Word of God that God gave us. He gave us many reasons why we should think about that. But I want to share a few of those with you today and this week. And I want to make it clear that if you are a believer and yet somehow you struggle with the assurance of salvation, I'm not wanting to unsettle you at all, but rather that you become more rooted and grounded in the Word and in your faith and be assured of the path that you're on. The psalmist said in Psalm 119, verse 105, these words, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." God's word illuminates our path, and it exposes all that is wrong in our lives and all that is right. With that light, we can clearly see where to walk. Now, I would venture to say probably most of our homes have more than one Bible in them, probably a number of Bibles. Do you read it? How familiar are you with it? We just read that verse in Psalm. Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light unto my path. Trying to navigate life's journey without the light of God's word is as ridiculous as trying to walk through a forest at night with a working flashlight in your back pocket, but you don't use it. Think about that. We have Bibles in our homes. If we don't read it, we're not familiar with it, and yet still trying to navigate through life's journey. That's just about as stupid as trying to walk through a forest at night with a working flashlight in your back pocket, but you don't use it. Solomon said in Proverbs, here's another reason why we should consider the path that we're on. He said this, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man. Oh, okay, it looks right. Oh, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Whoa, we better take stock here. That's why I said it's good for us to consider the path of our feet. That verse is for all of us, and it's a sober warning for us to make certain of the way we are going. Notice the writer says here in this verse, it seems right. When other people or our own ideas are our frame of reference, we err, and our journey will seem right, but it won't be right. Let me repeat that. When other people or our own ideas are our frame of reference, we err, and our journey will seem right, but it won't be right. It must line up with the Word of God. God's way is the way. Proverbs 3:5 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not on thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. You want to get in the right road, the right path, and know for a surety you're on the right one? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. That's what that verse is saying. Don't lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, the Lord, God, and he shall direct thy path. Wow, that's powerful. The Apostle Paul made a similar sobering statement in his second letter to the Corinthians. He said in 2 Corinthians 13, examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. What is the standard by which we examine ourselves, as Paul admonishes here to the Corinthians? How do we prove ourselves? How can we know whether the path that we are on is indeed the right one, or does it just seem right, as the writer in Proverbs says? Well, the answer is the light of God's word. Remember what David said in Psalm 119? Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Do you want to have your path illuminated and have a bright light shining on your path so that you can know where to go and how to go and walk circumspectly? Walk according to the word of God. That's the light for our path, folks. That's the light for our path. Are you on the right road? I hope you are. We're going to talk more about this in the next days ahead. So stay with us here and ponder the path of thy feet. The Lord bless you.